Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me here in the year 2024, and I'm about to be in Sydney and Brisbane. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May, doing my show Dryer Dryer at the respective comedy festivals in those cities. But I'm also, while I'm up there, I figured I had a couple of days to kill, so I'm doing a Who Knew It with Matt Stewart on Monday, the 13th of May at the Chippendale Hotel, and in Brisbane at Good Chat Comedy on the 14th of May. And you can get tickets for all of that. Now, go to mattstewartcomedy.com for the links. mattstewartcomedy.com. Now, on with the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey mates, we're back. Primates is back. They said it shouldn't be done, or they said it couldn't be done. Either way, I think it's true, but we are back. This episode's from the vault. It's from over a year ago, recorded live at Good Chat Comedy in Brisbane. It was a very last minute thing. We had a pretty small crowd in, but they were very nice. I think we only organized a couple of days before. And it was actually the reason for the Ape Titty Slide saga. I think we only did that just to plug this show at the last minute. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So we're going to release it now. I am glad it still exists. I thought it was lost, but I think it was a lot of fun. The Dark Prince of comedy, Angus Gordon, is at his best, as is Emma Holland. Both very, very funny. Before we get into it, I should say I'm touring around a bit. I'm going to be in Sydney this week for the Sydney Fringe. You can come see me do some stand-up with Saran Jayamana and Bonnie Tangi on the 1st, 3rd, and 4th at the Factory Theatre. And then my good friends Jess and Dave from the Do Go On podcast will be joining me on the 8th of September for a live screening of The Mummy. And then on the 9th, there'll be a live Do Go On podcast. Both of these will be at the Ritz. Then Dave and I head to Brisbane later in the month for the Good Chat Comedy Festival on Saturday the 24th of September at 4:30 p.m. Dave and I are going to be doing an episode of Who Knew It with Matt Stewart, a new podcast of mine. It's a fun game show. This episode that you're about to hear is kind of a primitive version of it. That'll be happening straight after Dave does a live book cheat, which I'll be a guest on. So come to both those shows, and you can use the discount code DOGOON with capital DGO to get some sort of a discount there. And then in the evenings on the Friday and the Saturday, 23rd and 24th at 8:30 p.m., Dave and I will be doing some stand-up shows. And then the last thing at the moment I got booked in is in Perth in October on the 28th and 29th, doing a couple of nights at the Oasis Comedy Club at the Brisbane Hotel. It'll be awesome to see you there at any of these shows. Please do come out, and there'll be links in the show notes. Love to see you there. Let us know if you're coming on the social medias, Primates Pod or Matt Stewart Comedy. Much love. Now enjoy the show.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Ev, how good is it? We're taking the Primate Show out on tour.
Yeah, the flight was a bit rough, though. Spent 3 hours sat next to a screaming kid.
Well, at least we can now enjoy this sweet Brisbane weather.
Totally. Loving the sun.
And the audience is here in Brisbane. So great.
They're the best.
Well, let me know when you get to the venue. We're due on stage any minute here in Brisbane.
Hang on, isn't the show in Melbourne?
No, I very clearly said it's at Good Chat in Brisbane.
I thought you said we'd have a good chat in prison. Didn't make sense, but I assumed it was one of your jokes and laughed politely.
Wait, didn't you just say you had a rough flight?
No, I'm just walking out of the cinema. I caught a rerun of Denzel Washington's award-nominated 2012 film Flight, and boy, the kid next to me was not appreciating the mise-en-scene.
But you said you're enjoying the Brisbane weather.
I am enjoying the Brisbane weather. From afar!
And Brisbane audiences?
Yeah, well, I mean, it seemed like an odd thing to bring up, but I've heard Brisbane audiences are good.
Look, I guess we're just going to have to do this without you.
Maybe I can still make it if I leave now.
No, that is definitely not possible.
I'm putting on pants.
You weren't wearing pants?
No wonder that kid was screaming. Anyway, the show's meant to be starting right now. Reckon you get the crowd hyped up before I go out there?
Okay, sure. Just know that I'm doing it without pants.
Oh, God.
Good evening and welcome to Primates Live in Brisbane. Now go absolutely ape for your host, Matt Stewart.
We did it. Yes. That was pretty fun, hey? Pretty fun. Ben, you guys all know what this is. It's weird. Anyone here don't know what this is? Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that. That was pretty bit of fun. Ease our way into it with a little bit of a classic telephone sketch. Evan, he genuinely messaged me today and goes, I can't be there, but can I do a little something for you? And he wrote that. I punched it up and we... we recorded it. No, I mean, we just did it live then. And so, yeah, I mean, I think I normally say at the start of this show, welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates in popular culture from Chimpan A all the way down to Chimpan Z. I'm your host, Matt Stewart. And this week in the Monkey House, joining us two very special guests. Please make them welcome returning Angus Gordon and first-time guest, it's Emma Holland. They did it. Look at them. Hey, pretty good.
I assume these are for us.
Hello.
Came all the way up to Brisbane to get two of my Melbourne friends to be a guest on the podcast. So pretty good. Thanks so much for joining us, you guys. I know you both are passionate about primates.
Oh, froth them.
You froth. Yeah. You froth them.
Oh, yep. Let me tell you.
Please, tell me.
Go with your little pod.
Okay. Well, the way we're doing this podcast is a sort of mashup podcast with another podcast that also no one's heard of, mainly because it's never been released, but it's called Who Knew It with Matt Stewart, right? Where I ask some questions and then our guests, they write the wrong answers or something. I can't remember how to explain it properly, but I reckon you and the listeners at home will catch up pretty quick.
Good. He genuinely hasn't explained what this is to us either.
No, I have no clue what I'm doing here.
So you need... I did just ask Emma and Angus just before we came over. I said, you'll both need to be able to message me answers on your phones. And Emma said...
2 nights ago, I dropped my phone outside here after my gig and destroyed it. It's like glitching. And like, but it also is still working, so it has an alarm on at 11 a.m. every day that keeps going off and I can't shut it off. So I just have to endure.
That's perfect. That's what you want.
I guess so. but now I've borrowed Kale from Good Chat's phone and I don't remember passcode, so I've had to write it on my hand. I think it's 4032 if anyone wants it.
Great.
It's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
It helps you remember, get him a gift next year. You know, if you're around, you've got his phone, feel like you probably owe him something.
Yeah, I think that's true. Do you have any updates? It's been a couple of years since you've been on the show, Angus. What's your favourite primate
now? Has this been running for years?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Christ.
Well, more accurately, it hasn't been running for years, but it used to be running for years. And now I was in Brisbane and a couple of days ago, I'm like, why not bring it back? Well, if any crowd would get it, it's the good people at Good Chat Comedy. And look at them getting it right now. Right before our eyes. Look at them. Can you see them?
Wow, so riled up. Settle.
Yeah, if you're listening at home, we haven't marked them up very well, but it is crazy out there. They're getting pretty hectic. We'll fix it in post. So, yeah, I don't know how much... It'll make more sense as we go along.
Yeah, I was going to tell you this before we came on, but you don't have Kale as a friend on Facebook. be good for him, are we? But well, so the message I sent you might pop up in your requests, not in your actual message.
Well, I'd love to be friends with Kale. I just didn't have the courage to ask. But now seems like a better time than any. Hit that button.
I wrote
give me a poke. Oh, you're okay. Let's see. Ooh, there it is. Test text. That's accept. No, sir, I don't want to hear from Kale. Okay, sorry, yeah. Me not hearing from Kale is more important than this podcast working properly, so... All right, so the first question, well, I should ask you, do you have a favourite primate? Did you even answer?
I didn't get a chance.
Well, you were, I mean, do you have
an answer? Do you guys know that little Russian boy who wrestles? Hezbollah? I follow him on Instagram. He's like, you know that MMA fighter Khabib? He's this little Russian boy, but he's like 19, but he looks like a little boy. He's got a disorder and he wrestles like children. Uh-huh. It's really good.
He wrestles like children?
No, he wrestles actual children.
Okay.
He's so sweet, but...
The question was favourite primate.
Wait. And I'm getting there, Matt. He's got this monkey.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the monkey.
Oh.
They fight. And I love that monkey.
That's your favourite monkey.
So, yes, I do have a favourite primate, Matt. Sorry, you should never have doubted me.
I didn't mean to doubt you. That's a great suggestion. Well done. How about you, Emma?
Do you remember that monkey from a few years ago? It was really small and it was wearing a really big coat out the front of IKEA.
Oh, yeah. That was sick. That was I think that actually might be the same. You're talking about the same monkey. Is that the fighting one as well?
It's a different monkey.
Oh, I'm sure he's been in a fight. I don't doubt that's how he got the fur coat.
I only know two short Russian monkeys. It's wild that you've both mentioned one there.
Was that Russian, the IKEA monkey? Surely sure. Swedish.
Fuck, I've lost them early. All right. So the first question goes out to you guys. I've also in the dull time when they're writing answers, I've shouted out to listeners to ask questions online, so I'll be able to talk through with those. So don't worry, there will be no flat spots. No more flat spots than usual. So the first question is, which of these is a real primate subspecies? Okay, so you've basically just got to make up a fake primate subspecies here. For inspiration, here are a few real examples. Holland's sportive lemur. You familiar with that one? Emma Holland.
Boy, am I.
There's also the silky sifaka, which is a good one. That's a real... primate, of course, Evan's favourite primate, Andy from Toy Story. have not thought this through. Can someone move that table closer to me? One of the many full tables for those listening at home. Thank you so much. Oh. I don't edit the podcast, so this is going to be fun to listen to. All right, so you've got that. You've got what I'm asking there. It's a pretty good question. And the way it works is me, the house, I've come up with two fake ones. I've also come up with the real one. Well, I didn't come up with that one. But and then together, we'll read them out, and then these two get to choose. Oh, would you mind scoring? Chelsea, thank you so much. All right. I'm going to keep forgetting that it's not Emma. That Kale is actually the one playing.
Do you want me to just get him up here?
Is that what you want?
No, I'm happy. It's nice to be wanted.
Yeah. You're not allowed to look at this.
Oh, okay.
That's that will
it's
the
very,
whole.
It's very tempting. The should have sat at an angle.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever seen a crowd filled with regret at the same time?
Lights are too bright, baby.
All right, so here are the options. Your question is, which of these is a real primate subspecies? Is it the naughtiest little boy? Is it Prince Bernard's titty monkey? Is it Redmond's floppy macaque? Is it... ugly-nosed monkey, or is it rat-nosed gibbon? One of those is real. You've got to pick it. You get a point if you get it right, and if the other person picks yours, you get another point. 2 points up for grabs.
Oh, I shouldn't have looked at his phone. We showed each other our answers. Sorry, we're just reveling in...
having fun.
Yeah, we're
well,
just having a nice time.
I mean, you could really be good friends now by picking each other's. Or you pick the correct one, you get a point.
Well, I don't know. Some like crazy feeling in my gut says it's not the last one. I reckon, what was the third one? The
third one was Redmond's Floppy Macaque.
I reckon it's that one.
All right.
I want the naughty little boy to be real so bad. That's what I want.
That'd be you're my new favorite mark. Yeah.
Just believe, and it is real.
All right, well, you're both wrong. The correct answer is Prince Bernard's titty monkey. Oh.
That's awesome.
The least real sounding one.
Angus went for Emma's, the naughtiest little boy, proving he is the greater friend. Mm. And Emma, you went for one of mine, so the house wins 1 point there. So 1 point, Chelsea, to me, and 1 point to Emma.
And none for little Angus Gordon.
None for little Angus, I'm afraid.
For being a good friend.
I forgot that I had stuff to talk about when you were writing. And I think, did we just sit here in silence? No apologies for that.
There was a lot of screaming in my head.
I anyway. Blacked out.
All right, well, I'll give you the next one and then I'll tell you a bit more about the titty monkey. Okay, so question two.
My name's Emma and I'm right here.
So question two is about a film, a monkey related film, and you've got to give us a synopsis. What is a brief synopsis for the 1978 film Bye Bye Monkey? So give us a sentence or two about the film Bye Bye Monkey. Now here's some boring news about a real monkey. Prince Bernard's titty monkeys is a species of titty. Named after Prince Bernard of the Netherlands in 2002, it's a type of New World monkey endemic to Brazil, and locals refer it to as a zog-zog. It's a weird, it already had a name. And then the Dutch come in and go, oh, I think we'll take this. Fucking hell, Dutch. According to Wikipedia.org, this titty has dark orange sideburns and chest, a reddish-brown back, and a black tail with a white tip. The fur is soft and long. It is a medium/mid-sized monkey. I mean, they don't need to say both of those. It is about 94 centimetres in length and around 56 centimetres is taken up by its tail. Males and females are of equal size. Their weight is about 1 to 2 pounds. Their brain size, about 20 to 30 millimetres. So that's Emma Holland's stats. All right.
I just blacked out. I don't know. I have no idea what's happening.
All right. Do we have...
Wait. Give me 10 seconds.
10 seconds. 9 seconds.
It gets more stressful.
Oh, well, maybe I can go to the... if you want, I can go see if anyone's asked any good questions. Let's see.
All right, I've done it.
Let's see.
I saved here. You, don't worry.
Opening up the file... This has saved some time. All right, so the question was, what is the brief synopsis for the 1978 film Bye Bye Monkey? Okay, so you're doing it again. You guys, take it.
No, I was just showing Angus Gordon a really cool picture of Richard Gere really looks like this dog.
It's true.
Okay. Well, that's okay then. What now, Angus, what are you showing Emma?
A second photo of Richard Gere. But this time he has a gerbil in his hand.
So, what is the brief synopsis for the 1978 film Bye Bye Monkey? Is it? Due to a mix-up, a monkey is delivered to a family in Chicago. Despite their best efforts to return it, they can't, as the monkey is cursed.
That's cool.
Is it? A man walking along a beach near New York City finds the corpse of King Kong and the ape's orphaned son. Is it? A Russian... Is it? A Russian boy... A Russian boy who is actually 19 finally defeats his greatest enemy, the money.
Monkey.
Monkey.
I didn't write this one.
But through combat, he learns the monkey was also his greatest friend. Is it D? Cheryl Monkey Roberts is Hollywood's biggest child star, but after she's caught in a scandal, she has to return home to suburban life with a family of misfits. Or is it E? A young primate farewells his small hometown to explore his sexuality.
Still so funny.
Oh no.
Do you want me to do it for you?
A young primate farewells his small hometown to explore his sexuality in the bright lights of New York. Spoiler, he's bi. Okay, so is it? Is it the mix-up with the cursed monkey? Is it the King Kong corpse? Is it the Russian boy? Is it Cheryl Monkey Roberts? Or is it the bisexual monkey?
I reckon it's the first... I feel like I've seen this. All of them. I've seen them all in various nightmares. I reckon it's the first one. It just sounds familiar.
Yeah. How about you, Angus?
I think I want it to be the first one. So there's a sequel where it's just the monkey paw that comes back. And is also cursed.
So you're going for the first one?
Yeah.
You're both incorrect. The real film is a man walking along a beach near New York City finds the corpse of King Kong and the ape's orphan son.
What a lame name.
Bye-bye, monkey.
Bye-bye. Bye.
So...
does the monkey also grow up to be a King Kong?
Well, I mean, that's the fun. That's
or is
the
he
fun
like
part.
A just little, like, a short one his whole life?
Short Kong.
Yeah, he's just like...
never living in his dad's shadow.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a huge shadow on the ground now, but still really big because he's massive.
Sorry, but when are we going to get Queen Kong?
I think that was Bride of Kong.
No. Surely not.
So that is...
is that just the human woman from the movie?
That is. It might be the human woman. That's 2 points for the house. So I don't even... I'm keeping this score in my head. 3 points me. 1 point Emma. So while you answer this next one, I'll tell you a little bit more about that great film. All right. So the next question is... what primate-related headline ran on Live Science on April 30th, 2019? So the film starred Gerard Depardieu. Bye Bye Monkey was a dark comedy and it received the grand prize of the jury at the 1978 Cannes Film Festival. They loved it up there. It was a French-Italian co-pro, which is a thing I say. Because I... sort of forgot the end of the phrase. I think it's duction though. But don't at me. Okay, so well, let's see if anyone's asked a question here. Okay, so what do we got here? Okay, this one comes from Mike Luther in Troy, Illinois. Do you consider yourself more of a celebrity or more of an amateur primatologist? Great, I'll field this one. I reckon, you know, it's a. I think they're the two. That's sort of the yin and yang of my personality. I feel equally comfortable calling myself a celebrity and an amateur primatologist. Thanks so much for that question, Michael Luther from Troy. What are you guys showing each other now? Oh, that is literally a photo of Richard Gere and a dog.
This won't read for the audience at the home, but, like, check this out.
All
If you just Google Richard Gere dog and go images, it'll pop up. And you'll also get some nice photos from Hitachi, a dog tail. Oh, Hachi, sorry. Fucking hell. Sorry.
How fun is it having a phone again?
I'm having a nice time. I'm making up for 2 days of just being in my own head.
Nightmare spot, I imagine.
Yeah, I hate it.
Well,
that was darker than it was meant to be. It's actually really fun and cool. You should all be very jealous.
Let me in there. All right, so the question is, what primate headline ran on Live Science on April the 30th, 2019? Is it Curious George voted most fuckable ape? Is it?
Wait, are we allowed to swear on this podcast?
No.
Oh.
Is it monkey breaks hot dog eating record? Is it? Is it hippie chimps had sex with mysterious ghost ape? Is it supposed ape fossil actually old Halloween decoration? Or is it the monkeys we keep in the labs have escaped and are super smart now, but they promise they're not angry. They actually are experimenting with their own makeup looks. Okay, so you got some good options there. Anything sticking out?
The one in the middle seems like one that is so outlandish you wouldn't think to write it. So I think it might... What was it again?
Hippie chimps had sex with mysterious ghost ape.
Yeah, I just don't think anyone would think that.
And the first one's objectively not true.
Because he's a monkey.
He's not the most fuckable one. Oh, yeah. You all know it.
Yeah, it's
he's the most willing. That's a different thing.
No, he's the most curious.
Yeah, otherwise he'd be called Fuckable George.
He's actually in a movie called Bi-Curious Monkey.
So Emma's going with hippie chimps. Angus, what do you reckon?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Okay. Angus is going with hot dogs. Emma is correct. It is hippie chimps had sex.
Yeah.
With mysterious ghost ape. The hot dog one's another one for the house. So 1 point for Emma, another point for me. I think you don't have to do anything to Angus's score for now. Just leave it as it is. What can we change? Just double check what it is. Zero. Okay, thank you. Yeah, leave it there. That'll be fine.
That sucks.
In a way, it's brave to not get any points.
No, it seems not.
All right, next question. What was the primate-related name of the band that released the album She Was Only a Grocer's Daughter in 1987? Catchy name. Back in the 80s, it was, pop music was sexy. They were singing about grocers and whatnot. And it was a wild time, so yeah. What was that band's name? It's monkey or ape or primate-related. Okay, and while you're writing that, I'll tell everyone about this Live Science. It's not as fun as it sounded, unfortunately. The ghost apes. Apparently, mysterious ghost apes may have interbred with the great apes known as bonobos, just as modern humans repeatedly had sex with now extinct human lineages, a new study finds. Is it weird that they wrote repeatedly had sex? Like, we're assuming it was more than once. Bonobos are, with chimpanzees, humanity's closest living relatives. Together, bonobos and chimps are part of the group Pan, just as modern humans and extinct lineages of humans make up the group Homo. By analysing the genomes... Is that right? That's the name of an interlocker sewing machine. What is it? Well, how do you say that word? Genomes. Fucking hell. I knew it was going to sound obvious when I said it. By analysing the genomes from 10 bonobos and 59 chimpanzees for signs of genes from unknown ancient groups, scientists have now uncovered evidence that bonobos also had sex with a now extinct ape lineage, the ghost ape. Isn't that weird? They can tell that from genes of current apes. Isn't that like you're worried about your internet history? Your great-grandchildren well, the scientists will be able to tell who you fucked because of them. It's weird. That's particularly weird now that I said it out loud. Okay, so how are we going on this one? So we're looking for a band
I wrote
name.
An answer, but I'm writing a different one now.
Okay. Your first one was great fun, but I look forward to the next one being even more fun. Okay, Angus's answer is in. I really need an assistant to do this stuff. Do you reckon I could afford it? Do you reckon the primate's budget would stretch? Okay. Oh, that's good stuff. I'm smart to read it ahead of time because you've broken me every time I've read one of your answers. And it probably hurts your chances of Angus picking it, although he still did one time.
Mine's the funniest. Angus. Yeah. That's how you'll know.
Okay.
All right. So what was the primate-related name of the band that released the album She Was Only a Grocer's Daughter in 1987? Was it The Blow Monkeys? Was it Ape Pun? Was it... Was it the Gorilla Lalas? Gorilla Lalas. Was it ACDC, bracket, All Chimps Dedicated to Communism, close bracket? Or was it Simeon and Garchimple? Okay, so you got five good options there.
Can you read that last one again?
The last one, Simeon and Garchimple.
That's awesome.
Okay, so what do you reckon? Anything standing out in particular there?
Can you quickly go through the first three?
Yep. The Blow Monkeys, Ape Pun, The Gorilla Lars, ACDC, All Chimps Dedicated to Communism, or Simeon and Garchimple.
See, my angle now is I'm just trying to think of what you wouldn't think of.
Yeah, that's smart.
I just think, like... Who would write Blow Monkeys and be happy with that? I'm going to go with Blow Monkeys.
Because the alternative is someone wrote that and then recorded under that title.
Yeah, but that's different. That's really cool.
I got C, the other one.
The Gorilla Lars.
Yeah.
Gorilla Lars.
Okay. So the correct answer, Emma was right, it was the Blow Monkeys.
That's a good tactic.
Angus put together Ape Pun. I should really be crediting you for your funny jokes, which I will do from now on. And Emma's was All Chimps Dedicated to Communism. So that's 1 point for Emma. 1 point for the house. Don't know why I'm making it creepy. All right, three to go. We're racing through this. Are you having a good time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The problem with having a show where you're allowing comedians to be on their phones, they will get distracted.
This isn't my phone. I can't do anything on it. Except look up more photos of Richard Gere. Yummy.
The next one is, why is August 11th, 1962, an important date in primate history? Why is the date, August 11, 1962, an important date in primate history? Apparently, they're still going, the Blow Monkeys. They formed in 1981. They've got an album coming out soon, independently released. They did chart in England. They hit number 5 on the charts in 87, and they're still plugging away. One of their first singles was... Beautifully named. Live today, love tomorrow. That really does make you think, doesn't it? More than that, it makes you feel. And it's hard to do both. It really is. Especially to me. Dead inside. All right. Angus's answer is in. And Emma, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I panicked. I'm sorry.
How am I reading that verbatim, just as it said, yeah. Or is that...
No, read it as okay. I wrote it.
All right. So, why is August the 11th, 1962, an important date in primate history? Is it 1 month out from their attack on New York? Is it Actor Andy Serkis was born on this day before going on to portray King Kong and Caesar from the Planet of the Apes on the big screen. Is it my birthday? Is it the date the original King Kong versus Godzilla was released, or is it Chuck Berry released his hit song Too Much Monkey Business?
Can I just say, before I submitted mine, I showed Gordo and I'd written Monkey 9/11, but then he'd written his, and
too
so
fast.
We couldn't both submit it. Yeah, and then
the draw. Draw. Easy to say when you didn't write it. Anyway. Should have just submitted it as well.
Well, it's not Andy Serkis' birthday because this is the 24th of April, 1957. So,
cheating. This game is forfeit.
I reckon it's the what were the other two?
They attack New York.
Yep.
A month prior, I guess. It's weird that that's the date I picked. Why wouldn't I have picked the date of the attack? But anyway. I picked the one a month out.
I like how I keep asking for the other three because I know which ones are ours, and then you read out all five just to keep tensions high.
Then there was Andy Serkis' birthday. There was my birthday.
You're that old.
There was. Well, that's the question, Angus. Nice try, though. King Kong versus Godzilla or Chuck Berry's hit song Too Much Monkey Business?
Well, he released that in September of 1956, so it can't have been August.
Okay.
So I reckon it was the King Kong one.
All right, so Emma's going King Kong. Angus?
I'm backed into a corner because she's looked up the answer, but I want to play the game fairly, so I can't get the right answer. So it's your birthday.
Did you look up the answer?
No.
No. Because those, but it's so funny. That Chuck Berry, you were within a year of the correct Chuck Berry release date.
Yeah,
though.
I know.
But Andy Serkis, you were like 6 years off for Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis, yeah. Was I? Sorry, I read it quite quickly.
So the correct answer was, Emma was right again, it was King Kong versus Godzilla.
What crazy.
And Emma's answer was my birthday. So 2 points for Emma there. Well done, Emma. Just absolutely
thank you,
smashing
Gordo.
That. Okay, so just a couple more questions here. This one...
Are you on Twitter?
Getting some likes. Thank you.
Now they're going to be on Twitter... We're going to lose them.
Don't tell them. Anyway, all right.
Forget what you just heard. According to Urban Dictionary, what is orangutan... that's a hard fucking word to say. What is orangutan syndrome? According to Urban Dictionary, what is orangutan syndrome? It's a good question. Do you have a good answer?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I asked people for questions or facts. This one comes from Daryl in Nunya. Guessing Nunya business. Very clever work there, Daryl. Very clever work. He said the Eiffel Tower can grow more than 6 inches during the summer. Why? I mean, why are you telling me that? It's a primate-related podcast. This one's going to be more relevant. This one comes from Not a Gorilla. And they're from a regular domicile. Okay. And they've written, sapiens are the ones who should be studied. Primates are the superior group, except for lemurs. They can fuck off. Thank you so much, Nodder. Bit of fun there. All right. Looks like Angus, he's looking satisfied, like he's either got an answer in or written a real good tweet. could be both.
I'm not done yet, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe because you're not rushing. That's why you're absolutely creaming this. And Angus is still on 0 points and he's on Twitter.
Oh, no, this actually. Time it's because I don't have anything. But that's different.
I'm actually trying
Unlike
to keep
my birthday from the last one. But
that was funny.
That was funny. Could we get a score update, please, Chelsea?
Emma's on five.
And you're on five. I'm on five. And Angus?
Wait.
So Angus is on zero. Was that an important thing? It's my phone. Fuck. It's happened again. You said that happened to you here.
What? Drop your phone?
Yeah, I just dropped my phone.
Is the screen all cooked now?
I hope not.
No. It's all right. You can use Kale's phone. We can share.
Okay, we've got an answer in here. Thank you so much. It's good in COVID times to be safe. Angus just mopped up some beer I dropped on my computer with his bare hand. I don't know how much soaking quality his hand has, sponge-like, but...
yeah, they call me SpongeBob SquarehAnds.
All right, according to Urban Dictionary, what is orangutan syndrome?
It's gay.
Anyway.
What is orangutan syndrome? Is it a person with long, hairy arms? Is it when a person cannot let go of one relationship until he or she has a good hold on another? Is it red hair and even redder ass? Is it when you have a birthday? I've got orangutan syndrome.
Read out the other one.
That the last one?
The one no.
I mean, it doesn't quite make sense. So I thought it was better to edit it out.
I sent a second one as well.
Oh. Well, let's not.
Just read it.
Okay. there's still two more anyway, so it could be either of these. Is it when the hairdresser botches someone's hair dye and it ends up orange like an orangutan? Or is it when you burn to death so that they can harvest palm sugar? So one of those is true according to Urban Dictionary. What is orangutan syndrome?
As you were reading out that last one, Gordo was sitting next to me mouthing along to it.
That's not true. Oh, there's sugar. So many witnesses.
So you got six options here. Person with long hairy arms, person who cannot let go of a relationship, red hair and even redder ass, when you have a birthday, when your hairdresser botches hair dye, or when you burn to death. So that they can harvest palm sugar. Urban Dictionary.
The last one is true.
I reckon it's the relationship one. The relationship long arms, one. Long heart, yep. Texas forever.
What about you, Angus?
The burn to death one.
It's an interesting tactic. I need a rule check on this. So the correct answer is the relationship one. Another point for Emma. Jeez, they don't enjoy people getting things right.
I've given up on writing funny answers and just focus solely on winning now.
Okay.
You won so long ago.
And Angus has chosen his own answer. Chelsea, does that get a point? No. Oh, my God.
I believe in myself, and I choose to believe that is the real one.
Have you had anyone, sorry to go on a little bit of a detour, but have you had anyone on this podcast tell you the stories about the orangutans at Melbourne Zoo and the vile acts they perform?
No, please.
They'd love you.
Yeah. Oh, tell us.
I don't know if I legally am allowed to, but I'll do it.
At any zoo, not Melbourne Zoo. You're covered.
No, oh yeah, sorry, at a zoo in the south.
Wait, do you work there?
No, but a lot of comics, I know a lot of people who work there.
Oh, so
and they say in the orientation, they like pull them aside and specifically say, hey, just watch out for the orangutans because they do some dodgy stuff. Right. And they're like, what? And he's like, oh, well, like a possum got into the enclosure and he killed it. And my friend was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't seem too bad. And he's like, yeah. And then he proceeded to make love to the body. And apparently it's happened a few times.
So when you said they love me, you think I'm a bit possumy?
No, they're really horny for guys with red beards.
Oh.
Apparently.
Yeah, well, I think of orangutans as the most fuckable primate, so that it's works that out well for both of us.
Even redder ass that you love.
All right, Lord, the final question of the night is, if a primate is brachiating, what is it doing? If a primate is brachiating, what is it doing? Let me tell you a little bit more. You know, on Urban Dictionary, the cool thing they do there is they'll put the word into a sentence. And in this case, they put it into a almost like a mini play. So let me perform that for you now. I'll play both parts, Tracy and Jennifer. Okay. Tracy. If Amy's so unhappy with her boyfriend, why doesn't she just break up with him? Jennifer. Because she's never actually been single. She won't dump him until the security of the relationship with another guy around the corner. Tracy. Oh, I see. She has orangutan syndrome. So it comes up quite naturally in that conversation, which is nice. Credit where credit's due. That was not written by me. That was written by Red Licorice. The snack, I suppose. Okay. So let's see if I got another question. I really should have gone through these to see if any of them were worth reading out before. This one comes from Ben Johnson in Milton Keynes in England. And he writes, why did US President George Bush Sr. issue a memo to all White House staff regarding his dog Ranger? Ranger was being fed too many snacks and had become obese. That sounded like it was a setup for like an old school joke. But I think that's just a fact. Why? That was the real twist. That got me. That's good stuff. Ben Johnson. That is classic gear. Well done. Let's see.
While you've been doing that, I've been Google imaging Richard Gere gerbil fan art.
What do you got?
There's a lot of just illustrations of gerbils holding up picket signs that say, like, no Richard Gere. Not an officer or a gentleman.
Here's one from Scott Coventry from Greenock. This looks like it's primate related. To attract a female partner, male capuchin monkeys will urinate in their hands and then rub it throughout their fur. Okay, that's fun. That is a fun... Angus, any thoughts on that? Yep. Keep those thoughts internal. Appreciate that. That's probably for the best. All right. So we've got one. No, we don't. I was going to say we've got one from Angus, but when you burn to death so that they can harvest palm sugar. I think that's not a new answer for this one, is it? That's not brachiating. No.
That's primate syndrome or whatever.
All right. This time Emma's got in first.
Yeah, I was inspired.
Feel free to go with a couple again, Angus, if you want to. You are still on zero, so I think that's fair that you get a little advantage here. You can, if you're going to have a little longer, I'll see if I can... Let's pluck out another fun fact.
Oh, it's worth the wait, trust me.
This one comes from Ben Hart in Mississippi in the United States. While developing Star Wars... Okay. In the late 70s, George Lucas didn't believe puppetry technology was advanced enough to properly bring to life his newest character, Yoda. This is for The Empire Strikes Back. So he hired a monkey to play the role. The primate was trained to wear a mask and even hold Yoda's cane, photo attached. That doesn't help any of you, but... unfortunately, it didn't work out, as all the monkey wanted to do is rip off the mask and swing it about. So the primate was promptly fired from the production and replaced with a puppet operated by Frank Oz, and the rest, as they say, is history. I would have liked the monkey version of that. It would have added an extra sort of dimension to the Yoda character, who I find a bit boring.
Boring you do find him. I've never seen Star Wars. I'm so sorry.
All right, so the final question for tonight. Maybe we'll make this one worth 10 points or something.
What?
I'm back in the game.
If a primate is brachiating, what is it doing? Is it swinging from branch to branch? Is it flinging its feces? Is it preparing to give birth? Is it voting yes for Brexit? Or... or is it when a primate gets so big, the others tug of war it apart so that the two halves can become two separate monkeys? Unfortunately, this is only a theory. We have lost our best primates to this dangerous ideology. Okay, so you've got five good answers there. Swinging from branch to branch, flinging its feces, preparing to give birth, voting yes for Brexit, or when a primate gets so big, the others tug of war it apart so that it has two halves and they can become two separate monkeys. Unfortunately, this is only a theory. We have lost our best primates to this dangerous ideology. So anything sticking out to you there?
That ideology one's pretty interesting.
Okay, you're going to lock in the ideology one?
Nah, the branches thing.
Branches?
Bring it home, baby.
How about you, Emma? I mean, if you go for the same one, you can't lose. But what's more important, winning or laughter?
Winning.
Okay.
Always winning. All right. Here's my theory.
Yep.
Brachiating has the word brachio in it. And a brachiosaurus, if I'm not wrong, is the one with the really long neck. Is that right?
Yes, that is true.
So my theory is it has something to do with their like long arms. And so I reckon it's swinging from tree to tree.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm actually really smart too.
You are both correct. You are both correct. Yeah. 10 points each. 10 points each there. In that one,
is there a bonus point for saying the right answer first, though?
One bonus point for Angus.
What? Okay, then what guy said the right answer before he did for all the ones I got right too?
Six bonus
thank
points
you.
For Emma.
6 points for me.
Is there bonus points for not being a teacher's pet?
How many?
Enough. How many do I need to win?
Six to win.
All right. Five
give
bonus
him five.
Five. Yeah. Oh, so close.
I forgot how genuinely competitive I get when anything's a competition.
That's
why I'm not allowed
beautiful.
To go bowling with my parents anymore.
After the Columbine thing.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
just going for that high score.
So sad. So sad.
Can we get? Let's get a score check. Final score check. Lowest to highest. How are we going? I'm on five. Damn.
No one cares what you're on, Matt. This is between Gordo and I.
Emma's on 16 and Angus is on 16. Because he said one less than the amount to win, which is the amount to draw.
No, because he was mean to me and you gave him points for being mean.
Oh, that's funny because I just noticed one of these questions or facts comes from a listener called Evan from Melbourne. Who's described himself as the second banana. And he writes, so this is a question. So this is a real question though. So if you who gets this right maybe wins.
Like an actual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus, going to be brutally unfair if Emma doesn't win this. But anyway.
I actually don't care. I really don't care what the outcome is.
The winner gets paid.
All right, I would like to win this. That would be quite nice.
What's the question, Matt?
This isn't Googleable. All right, the question is, I'm going to be baffling for the person who does not understand what's going on. Which of the following primates' age is a prime number and therefore the truest prime mate? So these are all previous guests. Andy, Evan, Meso, or Cass? It's the dream for the long-term listeners. That's the dream team there.
Can you say that as a real sentence?
I'm only reading what Evan wrote. Which of the following primates' mates' age is a prime number and therefore the truest prime mate? So which one of these previous guests of the show, their age is a prime number?
Evan, and he's 31.
Andy, Evan, Mesa, or Cass? If you know who they are, that helps. But I mean, you've got a 1 in 4 chance anyway. Andy Matthews, Evan Munro Smith, Nick Maso Mason, and Cass Page. Oh, I love how people care all of a sudden at the end.
What did you say?
I think Evan is 31.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I love it.
Let's drive this into the ground. Like, I'm here all night.
All right, you're both incorrect. Next guess.
Oh, no.
You get one each now. You can't pick the same one.
You go.
So but what if he gets it?
Three remaining.
I shouldn't win. It's unfair.
So you've ruled out. You've ruled out Evan.
Cass.
You've ruled out Evan. You've gone Cass.
Yeah.
Emma.
I'll go
That's
Andy.
Wrong. Andy is correct. Well done. The rightful winner wins. That's so good. What a beautiful way to end the show.
Wow. Thank you. I'd like to thank my family and my parents.
I'd like to thank the primates who made this all possible.
Those who walked so we could run.
those who swung and had four limbs.
So for people listening at home, and maybe even some of the people here, where can people find you and whatnot if they wanted to?
I'm in a bin just outside. I'm pretty hungry.
Throw some scraps in for Angus.
And I'm currently staying at my parents' house in Fig Tree Pocket. I can give you the... Do you want the address?
Yes.
Say it.
Here's the problem. I can't think quick enough to come up with a fake one, and I'm just going to say the real one.
I'll bleep it out.
2-8 Fig Tree Pocket.
I was joking.
She locks the doors now because there was a break-in.
I do not edit this podcast. So yeah, people can follow. I'll put your Twitter and whatever links in.
I'm not on Twitter, but I'm on Instagram if you guys want to follow me. Oh, actually, I just started a new Instagram page called Animals and Sunbeams, if you want to follow that.
That sounds... Is that... I
went to Lone Pine the other day and there are a lot of animals and sunbeams and I thought, surely this has been done. It hadn't. So the URL's mine and I've just got a lot of backlog of photos of kangaroos from Lone Pine that I'm posting. I don't get out a lot.
Was the first photo you posted a squashed animal?
No, that was a Tasmanian devil and he was just lying flat on the ground because he liked the sunbeam. Animals love sunbeams. You wouldn't believe it.
I didn't follow because I thought you were posting roadkill pics.
I never said alive animals and sunbeams.
I was
sunbeams.
Like, this is not for me. This is distasteful.
So you can find Primates at Primates Pod on all the social medias. Thank you so much. Big round of applause to your guests tonight. Also, big round of applause for the team at Good Chat Comedy. If you're ever in Brisbane, I'd go see their Wednesday and Friday night shows. Hot tip. And Beam Astrid, thanks so much for coming. Big round of applause for yourselves. Good night.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.